calling you. Periopolis man killed in a car crash. That's wisdom saying, I'm calling you. When you go and look at people who have found themselves strung out on drugs and can't get off of it, wisdom says to you, young people, I'm calling you. When you see a child being born out of wedlock and you see the struggle that a parent has in trying to bring up that child, wisdom is crying out and says, I'm calling you.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Anya Hall, thanking you for joining us today for the conclusion of the Word of Wisdom. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of the Word of Wisdom.
You know, if you want to find out more about life and how to be successful in life, then you need to go talk to somebody who has wisdom. You need to, and would to God that the associate ministers at Bethany, that the deacons at Bethany, that the deaconesses at Bethany, that they would be wise individuals. So that if there was anybody, whether they're a member, young or old, that they should be able to go to these individuals and sit down and share what's on their heart and say, look, I need some wisdom. I need to know how to apply the knowledge of God to the situation that I'm in. And that they could come and sit down with you and you be able to direct them in the right way. Hang around with wise people. Number four, if you want to be wise, obey the laws of God. Obey God's laws, because there's wisdom in obeying the laws of God. Proverbs 28 and verse 7. He or whosoever keepeth the law is wise, is a wise son. But he that is companion of gluttons, of a gluttonous man, shameth his father. Whosoever keepeth the law is a wise son. That if you will follow the laws of God, the dictates of God, if you will follow the instructions of God, you will be wise. Look, let me tell you how simple this is. Let's make this thing real simple. Turn to Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20. Now, we know in the Old Testament, God had over 630 some laws, but during Moses' time, he capsulized it and boiled it down to the 10 big ones, which is what we call the Ten Commandments. Now, if we will look at Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12, we see that these are the laws of God. Well, how can you become wise? You become wise by obeying the laws of God. Look at verse 12. Honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. You want to live a long time? Listen to your parents. There's a lot of wisdom. And, oh, well, they're old and out of touch, and, you know, they don't know what's going on. They still are wearing bell bottoms, and they got afros. They don't know what's going on. But you know what? There's a lot of wisdom there. There's a lot of wisdom there. And so if you would just listen to what the Bible says. You know, there was a young person in this church one time. I remember they came, and they said that, you know, my parents have told me a lot of things to do, and I didn't necessarily agree with what they said, and I didn't necessarily want to do what my parents told me to do, but I knew that that's what I needed to do. That's a wise young person. I mean, an honest young person. Honest? I don't want to do what my parents tell me to do. I don't like the advice that my parents give me. That's an honest person, but I know that it's best for me to do what they said. Whoa. Honor your father and mother. Thou shalt not kill. That's a good one to obey right there. Why? Because if I don't kill anybody else, then what's going to happen? I'm probably not going to end up in jail. So if I just follow this one right here, and you know what? And this is one for the day, right? I mean, it breaks my heart, man. You know, I turned on the news last night. And you know what? I turned on the news, And I just said, Lord, let me just hear one time over the weekend the opening story not be a young black man getting killed. And I turned on the news, and what was the first story? A young man on the north side was visiting his girlfriend, came out of the apartment, and somebody shot him and killed him. I said, man, you know, now, if they find the person that did it, where's he going to end up? He went up in jail. So what does God's law say? God's law says, thou shalt not kill. So if you follow the law of God, you will be wise, and you'll stay out of jail. Oh, here goes one right here. Thou shalt not commit adultery. All right? Thou shalt not commit adultery. We need more people in our society today that will follow this commandment. What does Solomon say? Whosoever keepeth the law is wise. What does the law say? The law says, thou shalt not commit adultery. So if you want to be a wise person, don't commit adultery. If you want to be an even wiser person, don't do the things that's going to lead you to commit adultery. I mean, that's just common sense right there. Don't hang out on websites that's going to lead you in that direction. Don't get into conversation or things on your job that's going to lead you in that direction. That's just being wise, and that's following the laws of God. Thou shalt not steal. You want to be wise? What does the word say? You know, if it don't belong to you, then don't take it. All right? That's pretty simple. But yet still, it seems like we have a problem with that in our society today. I remember one time I went on vacation. And I came back, and me and my wife still haven't figured it out. Somebody came into my house and stole a karaoke machine, and I had a black preaching robe, and they took that. I said, who, somebody wanted to act like James Brown or somebody must have took my stuff, man. Came back, the karaoke machine was gone, and my robe was gone. I said, now who in the world would want to steal something like that? Bible said, thou shalt not steal. If you want to be wise, then don't take what belongs to somebody else. He says right here, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. You know, don't lie. Don't lie. You know, I like what Sister Tyler used to say, Tess Tyler. She said, my daddy, or I forget if it was her daddy or mother, always told me, tell the truth, and you never have to remember what you said. And that's true. Don't lie. If you want to be wise, follow the word of God that says don't lie. And then don't covet what belongs to somebody else. You know, if you want to be wise, you know, just because, as the temptation say, keeping up with the Joneses is going to make your life a mess. Pills and Lexers and tranquilizers is going to get you deeper in debt. You better leave them Joneses alone. You better not covet what they have, because it's just going to make your life a mess. So Solomon tells us that if you want to be wise and you want to increase in wisdom, then you need to obey what the word of God says. So whatever God said, and that's so the other thing, you need to be in the word of God, okay? You need to be in the word of God. There's no question, if, ands, or but about it. If you're not in the word of God, you're not in the place where you're going to get wisdom. If you get all your information from the newspaper and the TV and from friends, and you know, you need to get God's wisdom. And God's wisdom is found in God's word. Number five, you need to learn from the mistake of others. You need to learn from the mistakes of others. Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 11. Proverbs 21 and verse 11. When the scoffer is punished, the simple is made wise. And when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. Now, there's a companion verse over in 19:25. Turn there, 19:25. Smite a scoffer, and the simple will beware. And reprove one that has understanding, and he will understand knowledge. See, there was something that you should have learned as a child, in which Solomon is saying, smite. You know what the word smite means? Put stripes. You know what they did in the Old Testament time? Somebody did something wrong, and especially during the time of Jesus too, is they would bring them in the public, and they would beat them. They would whoop them. They would put stripes on their back. And you know what they're saying? They're saying, look, If you see somebody else getting beat, then you need to go find out what they did. And then you need, in your mind, need to say, well, I'm not going to do what they did because I don't want to get what they got. You know, that's just like when we was growing up, you know, and if one of our siblings got chastised, what was the first thing that we wanted to find out? If we came home and one of our siblings was getting chastised, what was the first thing we want to find out? What did you do? And why did you want to find out what did you do? Because you didn't want to do it. Because you didn't want to get the same thing that they got. And so, if I'm looking, and you know, I just went, and I was thinking, I said, let me just pull the news headlines. And I pulled a couple of news headlines. I'm going to share another one a little bit later. But one of the news headlines that I pulled, it says, and I just went on today. This is in the news today. Periopolis man killed in a motorcycle crash. And it says a Periopolis man was killed after crashing his motorcycle in Perry Township, Fayette County, on Saturday. It gave his name, and it said he was riding a 2006 Honda, and it gave these fancy names, on Route 51, just south of Route 201. When he lost control around 2:30 a.m., police said that he was traveling at a high rate of speed and that his motorcycle collided with a guide rail around a curve. Now, I'm thinking, if I'm reading that, all right, then what am I going to learn from that? That if I'm riding a motorcycle, then I don't need to be traveling at high rates of speed. Now, I realize that, you know, I mean, there are other crazy people on the road that don't respect motorcycles, and they might get me, but it's not going to be because I'm speeding. There ought to be a lesson. You know, as a matter of fact, look at my next point. Look at my next point. Listen to the call of wisdom. Proverbs 1. Proverbs 1 in verse 20. Wisdom cries outside. She utters her voice in the streets. She cries in the chief place of the concourse, in the openings of the gates, in the city she utters her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity, and scoffers delight in their scoffing, and fools hate knowledge? Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make you know my words unto you, because I have called, and you refuse. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. Wisdom says, I'm calling you. I'm calling you. Periopolis man killed in a car crash. That's wisdom saying, I'm calling you. When you go and look at people who have found themselves strung out on drugs and can't get off of it, wisdom says to you, young people, I'm calling you. When you see a child being born out of wedlock, and you see the struggle that a parent has in trying to bring up that child, wisdom is crying out, says, I'm calling you. Solomon says, it's all around you. Wisdom is calling. Turn on the TV. And next time you turn on the TV and you watch the news or you watch CNN or you watch Fox News, pull out a pad and just begin to write down the things that you get from that. Wisdom is calling. It's out there, and we miss it. We walk right by it every day. Another one of the headlines that was in the newspaper was CMU professor Randy Posh dies after battle with cancer. And I went on to read the article, and this guy has been struggling with cancer for a couple years now. And right when he first found out he had cancer, they do lectures at CMU called If I Could Do My Last Lecture. And it was ironic that he had just found out he had cancer and he was up to do the last lecture. And they were trying to get him to do interviews. And they were trying to get him to do stories. And he would do them very sparingly. And then he went on to say this. It says, while his story gained fame, Posh found himself feeling conflicted because he said every minute he spent in the spotlight was a minute not spent with his family, specifically his three young children. He often said that all the public appearances he made and interviews he granted were his attempt to wrap himself up in a bottle that would wash up on shore for his kids to see when they were older. Wisdom. I just went to the newspaper. I pulled the top two headlines that were in the paper. And you can walk away with that. You can walk away from the guy that got killed on a motorcycle. That's Solomon said that wisdom is crying out. It's in the streets. It's crying out. It's calling to you. You can learn from the CMU professor who struggled with cancer, and he got the priorities of his life in order, and it speaks to our hearts. And we walk by it every day. You know, one of the things that I was thinking about, and I know once again, now, I'm just going to say for a minute now, let me put the word aside, all right, because this is not the word, all right, so I'm telling you right now, but this is not the word. But I saw something that kind of spoke to me too, and I know some people might get upset with me for sharing this, but once again, you can take this information and do what you want with it. But, you know, talking about cell phones. And I just ride through our neighborhood. Man, people walking all cell phones. And it said that even though the Food and Drug Administration, I will admit this, have done three studies since 2000 and said that cell phones have no harmful effect. It said that. But it's a fact that cell phones, whether we know whether they're safe or harmful, that one of the things that we do know is that it affects, or these cells, these electronic radiations go into our brain. Now, that's a fact. And I'm just thinking, well, you know what? Maybe all the studies right now show that there's no effect. And maybe something. Now, I got a cell. I know, once again, Pastor, you tell us up to you, get rid of cell phones. No, I got a cell phone, and I use it every day. Every day. But I guess what I'm saying, because I ride around in this neighborhood, and I just see people, man, just 24/7. And my heart goes out, and I say, you know, man, come on. You walking up the street, right? What you saying can't be that important. Talking all loud and everything, you know? It really can't be that important. And I said, if I ever get the chance to get this message out, I'm going to get it out. Now, once again, I got a cell phone. I use it every day. Every day. So I don't want anybody to leave here saying, oh, Pastor Glaze telling us that we don't need to use cell phones. I'm just saying, you know, it's amazing. Once again, let me drop some wisdom on you now. It's amazing how that, you know, 15, 20 years down the road, we find out something was wrong for us, you know, when we thought it wasn't doing us any harm. So, you know, we can have wisdom. So, you know, they gave 10 things. Now, so let me drop some wisdom on you. They said, number one, don't give cell phones to children. Why is that? Because the radiation from the cell phone is more effective in the children's brain than it is in adults. It said, use an earpiece. I'm just trying to drop some wisdom on you, all right? I'm trying to drop some. Y'all got quiet on me. That's all right. He said, man, get back to the word, brother. Get back to the word. All right. Use an earpiece. All right? Don't carry the cell phone on your body. All right? Don't put the keyboard towards you. All right? Avoid using the cell phone in crowded places. Keep conversations short. Switch sides regularly. Don't use it when the signal's weak. Why? Because it's taking more. All right? Text limit to exposure to 10 minutes. And then it says choose a low specific absorption rate. All right. Now, what am I saying? I'm saying, you know what? We can take that, and somebody's going to say, you know, Pastor Glaze, you crazy. I don't even know why you said that. I don't even know why I said it. But I said it to prove a point, that we can learn. Wisdom is crying out from all around. And we need to tap into this wisdom that's out there. Wisdom is crying in the streets. It's just walk down the street and you'll see people that are doing things that you should be able to look at that and say, man, that's, why are they doing that? You know, that don't make any sense. You know, wisdom. I learned a lot of wisdom. You know, one thing I learned is that when I come on Tioga Street and there's a car that's in the road and somebody's talking to them, you know what wisdom tells me? Look, either go around or back up. Now, back in the day, you know what I did? Honk, honk. It happened to me the other day. I was on Penn Avenue. And somebody stopped on Penn Avenue. They were talking on Penn Avenue, as busy as Penn Avenue is. And there was another car that was in front of me. And I was behind the car that was behind the car that they were talking. So I started blowing my horn. I said, well, they're not going to think that it's me. They're going to think that's... See, that's wisdom, right? That's wisdom. No. So wisdom, you know, we need to realize that wisdom, it just cries out. You know, it's out there in the street. No, I didn't do that. No, I just wanted to, I'm just joking. All right? I'm just joking. All right. That is out there. Let me read that again because it's so powerful. It's so powerful. Verse 20, Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 20. Wisdom cries outside. She utters her voice in the streets. She cries in the chief place of the concourse, in the openings of the gates, in the city. She utters her voice. Look at verse 24. Because I have called you and you refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. Wisdom, wisdom. And then James says, when it's all done, James says in chapter 1 and verse 5, that if anybody lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. That if you don't know what to do, you need to just come into the presence of God and ask him. There was a young man that came up to Socrates on one occasion, and the young man asked Socrates to teach him how to be wise. And Socrates looked at this individual feeling that he was kind of not serious about this whole thing, and he was kind of making a joke out of it. And Socrates said, just follow me. And the man began to follow Socrates. He followed him through the marketplace. He followed him through the country. And Socrates walked out into a lake. And as he got out into the lake, Socrates put his hand on the young man's head, and he pushed it under the water and held it there for 5 seconds. He let him up, and he said, what do you want? And the young man said, I want wisdom. And once again, Socrates, realizing that the young man still not being serious, put him under the water again and held him under a little longer this time. And he said, what do you want, when he let him up? And he said, I want wisdom. And he held him under as long as he felt that he could hold him under. And finally, he let the young man up, and the young man came up and was having a hard time breathing. And Socrates asked him, what do you want? He said, I want air. And Socrates said that whenever you want wisdom, as much as you just not wanted air, then you will have it. And I'm here to tell you that we need to have that desire for wisdom. We need to have that desire. As the choir sang this morning, this is the air that I breathe. Do you have that desire for wisdom? Do you, just the very air that you breathe, do you desire to be wise? There's a whole lot of things in life that we can desire. But the one thing that we can desire that's good is wisdom. Where are you at today, my brother?
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of Thirsting for God. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, The Word of Wisdom, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request The Word of Wisdom. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request The Word of Wisdom. Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Galais. Dr. Glaze is the author of 8 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, our website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now, for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm your host, Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.